before you get to about Harley Knox Boulevard. The Inland Empire is definitely starting to fill in. I see a lot of different hotspots here and there, and that's only adding to the drive that is fairly busy. Decent for most of the commute throughout Orange County. There is this hiccup on the 5 North at Sand Canyon where it looks like there is some kind of stall that's still sitting in the right lane. You know, a helicopter went to go look at that 5 southbound side of Valencia Boulevard with the exit that was closed. It doesn't look closed. There was a fire from earlier, but it doesn't look like it's that big of a deal. And it didn't look like the ramp was actually even closed. 91 eastbound side at Pioneer Boulevard, we have this two-car type that's still sitting in the middle lanes. And then let me just track that other signal. Oh, well, actually that crash along the 170, both directions, still very difficult, and that's because we have right at Victory Boulevard one right lane open on the south with heavy delays, two right lanes open on the north with some delays, and then Sigler canceled 210 eastbound side at Santa Anita Avenue, which is a huge relief. This report is sponsored by the YMCA. Hey, LA, when the school days end, families need a place that they trust at the Y. The Y, well, kids are known by name, supported with homework. And they can help you. And surrounded by caring adults, there's no place like this. Learn more at ymca.org/near me. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It is hot today. Riverside, a high of 98. West Covina, a high of 96. And right now, it is 67 in Hollywood.
Turn it up.
K-I-I-S-F-M, Los Angeles.
I know your name.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Songbird.
Hello, LA.
It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
LA's number one hit music station.
Guaranteed human.
Jenny. It is Kiss. Tanya, you want a trending report? You want to do that next?
Yeah. Do you believe in the rule, never go to bed angry?
Oh, I have thoughts about this.
Okay, all right.
Well, what about it?
Well, Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are, this is basically the one rule for their marriage.
Okay. Now, Sabrina Carpenter, Kiss FM.
Thank you for dinner, baby. I had a really great time. I really liked the conversation and that your car self-dries. The pineapple air freshener is my favorite kind. Well, this is me, but if you have time, do you want the house tour? I could take you to the first, second, third floor. And I promise none of this is a metaphor. I just want you to come inside. Baby, what's mine is now yours. The couch is really comfy, comfy. Got some chips, ahoy.
Retro sound of that. 102.7 Kiss FM. House tour. Sabrina Carpenter. $500 in back to school cash in the second, and a second date update is on the way. So Tanya said, do you believe in the rule with your partner? Solve it before you crash.
Yes.
Don't go to bed angry. I'm not so sure that's such a smart thing to do. And I may have pivoted on my stance, but why do you bring it up?
Because Travis Barker, that's so interesting that you say that. Travis Barker is opening up about the one rule that keeps his marriage to Kourtney Kardashian Barker healthy and alive. He says that he and Kourtney make sure that they hash out any disagreements before bed, no matter how small. He said, we try not to ever fall asleep mad at each other. And he's not just talking about any big fights that they have. He means even little stuff too, like if she doesn't text him back about lunch plans and he's left wondering what's going on. He says it's as simple as owning it. Oh, babe, I take accountability. I'm sorry. I didn't see your text right away. So just resolving anything so you don't go to bed not feeling connected. That's the key word. Going to bed not feeling connected.
Okay, fine. I used to think you can't go to bed angry. Now I know you can, because the next day things are so much better. Time. This too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
Time corrects so much that seems so intense in the moment. And I know in relationships I've always said recently, let's just sleep on it and see if we have a different perspective tomorrow. You just need a It's not an abandon. It's a pause.
Okay. Sleep time isn't even real time.
What do you mean it's not real time?
You're sleeping.
Yeah, but,
I know, but
you wake
up the
refreshed.
Next day and things seem not so bad.
Exactly. You sleep
so my
on
advice
it.
To you, Tanya, as a newbie in the relationship category, is don't try and solve the crime before you go to sleep. Sleep on it. You'll have a clear perspective and understanding of your position and their position the next morning.
I agree.
No, I cannot go to sleep like that. I cannot. I wouldn't
problem.
Be able to fall asleep.
Your shoulders are already carrying tension just by saying that.
Yeah, the thought of going to sleep in a fight makes me anxious.
Can you do this? you feel better?
No.
That was weird. Why are we hawing?
That's how you're supposed to breathe. To get rid of tension.
Who are you? I can't believe you're saying you're going to sleep.
Oh my gosh!
Angry.
You're right.
Right? It goes away, doesn't it?
Yeah, the shoulders just instantly drop.
Yeah, so you get a tingle.
Yeah.
Wait, it's not working for me.
Did you just tense?
Yeah, you're not hawing right.
Oh, that's so great. Nice. Wow.
I know. I'm almost lightheaded.
That's my favorite thing we've ever done.
There was never a problem that could defeat Sunrise or Hope. You know, guys? All right, coming up, back to school cash here at Kiss FM.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
When you're injured in an accident, results matter. Sweet James has the experience and reputation to stand up for injured accident victims and has recovered over $1 billion for their clients. Hey, it's Sisney. Now look, if you're hurt in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, call Sweet James for a free case review. 800-9-MILLION. That's 800-9-MILLION or sweetjames.com with an office in L.A.
Just call Sweet James. Sweet James. 1-800-9-MILLION. Just call Sweet James, your accident attorney.
Results not guaranteed.
Ryan Seacrest starts your day.
So much fun.
On LA's number one hit music station.
I just like the energy. 102.7.
Kiss FM.
$500 back to school cash for you. 1-800-520-1027. You can win that right now if you're caller 102.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Closes at 11. I hope you never finish that beer. You know all the words to Just Like Heaven, and I know why he wrote them. Now that you're standing right here, oh. Damn world.
Agenda. my ass.
Hey, update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So there's some good news to report. We don't have the 170 is an issue anymore. Both directions at Victory Boulevard lanes have cleared, reopened. It did take a little while, so we still have heavy delays on the southbound side. In fact, 170 south, right at that 134 split. I guess there's some leftover debris that's in lanes. Colorado Boulevard and Rosemead Boulevard, always a busy spot. Now we have a crash involving a couple of cars in lanes. 91 westbound side, Artesia Boulevard, everything is clear to the right shoulder, but our signal alert on the 91 eastbound side and McKinley Street, we still have that signal alert expected to go, I'd say, another 15 minutes or so. So hang in there, because that has been a busy drive on that 91 West. This report is sponsored by VisitLasVegas.com. Summer may be winding down, but Vegas isn't. Sun-soaked pool days, electric nights, world-class shows, and unbeatable deals. Nowhere else packs this much summer into so little time. Plan your end-of-summer escape at VisitLasVegas.com. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Hot today in Sherman Oaks, a high of 92. Inglewood, a little bit cooler for you, a high of 82. And right now, it's 68 in Hollywood.
Let's do this! On air with Ryan Seacrest.
He's funny. I really like him.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
My skin tight. My heart is inside. But I look up at you. I check your pain right. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you.
Got a second date update here in a minute. We're going to go out to Echo Park. Andre met her on Hinge. They had a food truck first date, but no longer. Kiss, hang on.
Talk to me. Looks like we're making up for lost time. Need you to spell it out for me. Bossing over on. Best friend, I can come and slap.
FM, time for a second date update. Dating is not a fun sport many times. So Andre in Echo Park met her on Hinge. They had a food truck first date, which he says, I totally recommend, just as I recommend going to sleep before you try and solve the fight. If you missed that a few minutes ago, it's up on our podcast later. Anyway, you walked her back to her car. You gave her a kiss. It was kind of perfect, he tells us. You tried to schedule a second date a few times, and then what happened, Andre?
Well, she's that first morning, basically. And, yeah, that's what I think.
She stopped responding?
She started responding yesterday. I asked her again on a, I guessed her out again on a Saturday, and she said she had plans. And then she asked me for the next Friday, and I couldn't, and we tried a few more times, and I stopped hearing back from her. But that's where we are now.
What do you think? I mean, so you had to go back and replay this in your head. When you watch the game footage in your mind, what do you think happened?
That's a good way of putting it. I don't know. We're busy people. Like, life is complicated. But my point is, she wanted a second date. I wanted a second date. So I think we should be able to make this happen.
Right.
I mean, if it's a scheduling thing, right?
She asked for Friday. You couldn't. So then it just fell off after that. Why?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I want to know. But I'm still willing, like, you know? that's why I'm asking you guys to help me.
But you sound sort of like not bothered by this, Andre. Are you sure that she's the one that you really want to pursue here on the air? You kind of feel like, I don't know, you sound pretty happy to me.
Okay, she is, all right. She, I don't know how to put this. She is the one for me to pursue to this point. Like, if it's just, because I've been through these situations where I don't really care that much and the scheduling doesn't happen, fine. But I like her enough. She seemed to like me enough. Like, I'm willing, like, if it's just figuring out a schedule or if there's something else going on. I don't know. I'm willing to do, yeah. I don't know if that makes sense.
I mean,
she's the one enough for me to do this.
Yeah, I got you on that. All right, hold on 1 second. We're going to try and get her on the air next at Kiss and find out.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. Of paradise, every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire, on fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace, cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning.
something different about you. Love it when you hit and smack too. Baby, let me lick on your tattoos. That's true that I like PDA. Take it to a city, play in the bathroom. Who that man with the big strong hands on her ass in the club with the past? Baby, that's you. Front seat chilling with the window down. I'd be 10 toes down on the dash getting fast food. Hope you can handle the heat. Put your name in the streets. Get used to my fans looking at you. What they heard, I'll with them birds. I'm a mean kitty. Don't get but the rat too. Boys be mad that I don't insult. Girls hate too. To the pigtail, I love you. I want a big chill, boy, don't trip. I'll split a big bill. Take you around the world, they don't have to understand. Rub it in their face, put a rock on her hand. Kissing, I hope they cut us. Whether they like or not, I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna brag about it. I wanna tie the knot. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. Love is pain, but I need it. Yeah. Too good when the bean kicks in. Like Fortnite, I'ma need your skin. Yeah. Don't go with the bin. Boy, you're the one, you're the only man. Me and you are my only fans. Holy cow, you're the holy trend. Hold me down when I hold me. Be my security, it's your therapy. With you, I ain't holding back. When I need my space, you give that. When he broke my heart, you fixed that. With a long walk on the beach. Never when they Hong Kong from the street. When they see us soon bite in the Jeep. We a whole damn, we a energy. Baby, we could just ride on our enemies. They all wanna know how you get to me. Let them feel how they feel, let me feel the stings. Cause this type of love's the epitome. Said, kissing, I hope they cut us. Whether they like or not, I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna brag about it. I wanna tie the knot. I wanna show you up.
Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
I mean, I have a lot of new things that are starting to pop up, like the beginning of the Artesia Boulevard on-ramp to the 5 South is where we have this brand new crash. So it was kind of difficult to try to even get onto the freeway. 55 North, right at the 5 South Connector Road. That's where we have some kind of stall that's still sitting in those lanes. 91 West at Magnolia Avenue. This crash, it looks like they're saying the carpool lane is now blocked. I'm looking and tracking that drive along the 215 southbound side about Cactus Avenue. With a stall that's still partially sticking out in lanes, I think they're going to stop lanes maybe to get it completely off the freeway. 105 East, so 105 both directions, really tough. Now the eastbound side of Paramount Boulevard, we have reports of a crash that's still sitting in the left lane, but this one, it involves a semi. You know, I think about these crashes, and I think that if you're hurt, whether it is a semi motorcycle crash, we had a lot of motorcycle wrecks yesterday, today it's the semis, then make sure you call Sweet James Accident Attorneys. You can put them by your side. They'll be on your side. Call them at 1-800-9-MILLION. You can visit them at sweetjames.com. Sweet James serves all of California, and they have an office in LA, cannot predict or guarantee the outcome of any case. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Sunny skies and a lot of heat today. We're looking at triple digits in some parts. San Dimas, a high of 94. San Bernardino, a high of 100. And right now, it is 69 in Hollywood.
Got your Gracie Abrams tickets. Her caller 102 right now, 800-520-1027. We found her. Her name is Kiana. Andre went out with Kiana. Met Kiana on Hinge. They went on a food truck first date. They had tacos. They kissed after the tacos. The raw onions.
Oh, that can't be the reason. No, it's definitely not.
Well, that's not the reason, but they kissed after raw onions. But now she didn't want to go out with him. It's not the reason. There's another reason. We'll find out what it is.
For just a chance to win your heart, you could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything you ask me to do.
nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man till the end of time.
FM. Okay, we got Kiana. She's coming on the line. Let me tell Andre. Andre, bro.
Hey.
Kiana's ready to go on the air next. Hold on, okay? Kiss FM.
He loves me now. He loves me. He holds me tight and lets me go. He loves me now. He loves me. He holds
me tight, then lets me go. He loves me not, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. He loves me not, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. You gotta say that you're sorry at the end of the night. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. At the end of the story, you're holding.
Here's the way it's going to go. It's Kiss. Andre reached out to us and asked us to call Kiana to find out why Kiana from Hinge didn't want to make plans with him after this perfect first date where they had dinner, taco truck, tacos, and then they kissed. Seemed perfect. But now she doesn't respond. She wanted to go out again. So what is it? What could be the problem? He has no idea, but he'd like to know. And he wants to know because he likes her and also... he wants to make notes for the future, not to do it again. He's being productive.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm.
So, Andre, that's enough from you.
Yes.
No, no.
Oh, boy.
No, no more from you. We've got her. Oh, we got to hear from her.
Okay.
So, be very quiet. Kiana's on the line. We're going to talk to her now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kiana, good morning. It's Ryan Seacrest, Sissany and Tanya. How are you?
Hi, Kiana.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're great. We're doing a little checkup on Hinge dating. Do you recommend it?
Oh, gosh. Sometimes.
Okay. Have you met someone recently, I understand?
I did, yes.
Okay. You said it three times? Now, when someone says that three times and it de-escalates in terms of its delivery, that's not a good thing. What happened?
I mean, okay, he's fine. I mean, I was just, I don't know. It's just drama. You know what? It's drama. That's what it is. He's drama.
He's drama.
Well, yeah, what do you mean by he's drama?
How did you find that out?
Okay, he's got kids, which I thought I was okay with. I mean, I thought I would give it a shot, but I was like, hey, how about Friday night? And he was like, sorry, I have my kids Friday night. And I was like, okay, maybe this weekend. And he was like, oh, I'm not sure. My ex is out of town and my mother-in-law is supposed to take the kids, but she might go to Vegas. And I was like, I'm out. No.
Yeah. You're not going to be number one and you're not feeling it.
So did you tell him this?
I'm going to be number four. I mean, no, I didn't. I just really haven't gotten around to it. I mean, look, I try to keep an open mind, but it sounds ugly. Like, I have no baggage, and I'm not trying to seek out baggage. He's a good guy, though, honestly.
Well, so, I have the good guy on the line right now. Would you like to say hi to Andre?
Oh.
Andre, did you hear that? You're a good guy, but you're not prioritizing Kiana.
Oh, boy. Oh, hey, Kiana. Well, she's right. It's complicated. I hear you. But here's the thing. I want to say this. I'm not asking you to be a stepmom. I'm just asking if you'll let me buy you tacos one more time.
But that's how it starts.
Oh, no, I don't like
that. Okay. Maybe. All right, maybe. Maybe. I was hoping if you got to know me first, the complications wouldn't seem so scary. And they are complicated. Oh, they don't scare me. No, they don't scare. I am not scared. They're just... this isn't the life I pictured for myself. There's just so many moving pieces. Your kids, your ex's mom. Your life is way more complicated than mine.
Makes total sense, and nobody's to blame here.
Yeah. No.
So, Andre, I think you fully understand, and everybody moves on.
It's just not a match. But, Andre, I think the lesson to be learned here is just to, like, say less. If you can't make plans that weekend, you don't need to give explanations.
Okay. And maybe date a mom. Maybe date a mom. That would be probably a good match.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah, that's all good advice, actually. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Andre. Thank you, Kiana, for your time.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
Right, bye, guys.
Bye.
I don't know. I'm glad they're not going out again.
I am glad. Yeah, it wasn't a match.
Yeah, I think it's right.
I know that the bar closes at 11. I have
hope you never finish that beer. You know all the words to Just Like Heaven, and I know why he wrote them, now that you're standing right here. Oh,
damn world.
Seacrest starts your day.
So much fun.
On LA's number one hit music station.
I just like the energy. 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Just know that I will find my way from you like those.
held your projections when you felt so insecure. Tell me, why is it this way? Why you so hate to see women endure? Is it really my fault you all gave me a heart of your own accord? I don't really think so.
FM, just coming out of that second date update. If you missed it, it's up on our podcast later today. And we're looking for the next top host. This is cool. You could win $25,000 if you think you're a great host. You'll get your own iHeartRadio podcast. Proceeds benefit the Ryan Seacrest Foundation. So take down this website. Register to win the $25,000 in the podcast. If you got the gift to gab, if you can talk. It's tophost.org. Check it out. Tophost.org right now.
Frozen waves with a pie.